From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 8, 2014. Record high cattle and beef prices are actually making rebuilding herds a good bet, at least for some beef cattle producers. Monday, I talked with Dr. David Anderson, AgriLife Extension Specialist in Livestock and Food Products Marketing. How high are prices currently, David? I've heard the term out of sight used, but that sounds like hyperbole.
Out of sight is a good word for it. and it doesn't really matter if we're talking all the way from retail prices to consumers to the wholesale beef market. Both choice and select have set new record highs. We've got the select wholesale cut out at 241. We sold fed cattle last week in the Texas Panhandle to cash price at $1.58 per pound. We've got calves at roughly $2.75 on the lightweight calves to $2.15 to $2.20 on 750-pound feeder steers. People are attempting and getting started with rebuilding, I think it's fair to say, particularly in areas that have had enough rainfall but have plenty of grass. And again, you know, speaking not just Texas, but all over the U.S., because we have some significant areas of both our state and the country that are still drought-affected, that still aren't able to really to start that rebuilding process. But, you know, in areas where there's been enough rainfall, where there's plenty of grass, then I think we've got some attempts at rebuilding our herd kind of underway.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.